Take a good deep breath. And the lights down, please. You've been searching for something for a long time, something that you knew was there, but didn't know how to get to. It's been covered up with thoughts that aren't really yours, carried in a body that's not yours. Just take a good deep breath. And I ask you to feel into this thing called charisma now, not think into it, but let it come forth. Not go out to find it, but to realize a charisma is already there. Not to identify it even with your name. It's not Tammy's charisma. It's not John's charisma, Stefan's charisma. It is your charisma. It's not part of building the personality. It's not part of building the personality. It's not another brick in the wall. It's what's been behind the brick wall. There's nothing you need to do with it. You don't need to activate it. You're not going to weave it into the stories of your life. The charisma, the grace within, the gift of grace, is the authentic part of you, a part of you that just wanted to be felt. So take a good deep breath and bring the lights down. Thank you. And music up. The natural state of I am is charisma. Flows on its own, my friends. There's no controlling it. There's no putting it in neat little boxes. It's expression. The charisma naturally never feels unsafe. Your personality has felt unsafe many times. The charisma is never unsafe. It's not trying to protect a body or an identity. So how could it be unsafe? The charisma is like a radiance. It's not in the mind at all. If you're trying to think about your charisma, it's going to be a little confusing. The mind can't understand it. And if your personality manager is trying to figure it out, it's not going to be able to. It will never become part of your personality, ever. Kind of frustrates your personality manager because it likes to take things in and manage them, make it part of the personality entourage. Charisma has no aspects, nor will it ever let itself have aspects. Charisma doesn't care about things spiritual, financial, any of that. charisma floats, soars, expands, dances. It suffers no details. It suffers no past. It suffers no philosophy. It has no tolerance for things that are not authentic. Cannot be trapped nor controlled nor worked on nor wounded. Its best and perhaps only friend is Keiko. Keiko lives right next door to Charisma. Share many a song together. They understand each other because they're both undefined, unstructured, and uninhibited. Charisma, Keiko, the passion. Clarity. And the grace. This charisma is not anything that you can manufacture. Can't improve, ever. So I ask you not to try. Do not try to improve it. Make it bigger. Because that's just a very unauthentic personality playing its game of Machio. Charisma is the heart of hearts. It's the genuine self. Please give up before you ever even think of trying to dominate it, manage it, tool it, or fool it. We've asked the question for a long time now, am I being real? Am I being authentic? No. If you take a deep breath for a moment, stop trying to manage everything within yourself. Stop trying to divert the natural waters, the natural energies, and just let this, your charisma, shine through, come above. Everything you've identified yourself with up to now, every thought, every personality trait, every failure, and every accomplishment. Let charisma rise to the surface and come above. You start to realize it was truly in vain to try to develop this personality and then refine it and try to make it immortal, crossing even from one lifetime to another, perhaps with a different body, but tried to do it with a personality you feel into charisma, your charisma, you realize it was truly in vain. You didn't need to. How much energy was put forth to protect, to mold, to defend something that you damn well know is not really you. But yet this charisma, if you leave it alone, if you don't try to weave it into your current personality, if you just leave yourself to be free, you start to understand who you really are. Charisma is the free personality, the free I am. You start to realize that this charisma doesn't take work. You're so used to working at everything. This doesn't take work. This doesn't take time either. You're used to things unfolding over time. You even say to me, let's get on with it. Okay. Here it is. It's your charisma. Keiko. Charisma, the passion. Passion of the I am grace. Now, can you let it come through? Can you let this be who you really are? It's a feeling, my friends. It's not a thought, it's a feeling. It's a knowingness. It's like taking a clean rag and some window cleaner and cleaning off all those, that dust, the old accumulations, so that you can let this charisma shine through. It will take you to places your mind, your personality could not have imagined. Don't try to control it or manipulate it. It will attract things to you that you couldn't have imagined before. Charisma is the true magnet. It is, it's a magnet. Talked about the law of attraction and why I'm not particularly a big fan of it, because it's mental. It doesn't involve keiko, passion. It comes from the mind, it's limited. But this, your charisma, it's the attractant, the magnet, the magnetism. And it brings things to you, not because you think it, not because you struggle or stress for it, not because you mentally focus on it. It brings it so naturally, with such ease and grace, that it'd be a bit of a shock at first. It'll bring people, it'll bring opportunities, it will bring angelic beings, it will bring beings of the earth, the divas, the fairies. It brings these things in grace, not by force, but in grace, in goodness. It brings energy. Because you're finally being authentic. You're finally letting yourself be free. Take a good deep breath. For this is the Charisma series. With a K. Good deep breath, and once again, just feel into that charisma. Feel like what it's like to let it flow through your body. Openly, freely. I see some of you trying to control it. Go openly, freely. Don't do mental thoughts, making it going to healing certain places in your body. See, suddenly you're managing again. Step out of the way. Let that charisma, the grace of the soul, let it come into your thoughts. Your thoughts are tough old bastards, but let that charisma just flow right in. Oh, they are. The crusty old sailors, that's what they're like. Been out to sea for far too long. Let the charisma, your charisma. This isn't some universal oneness energy. This is yours. Let that come into your thoughts. In your mind. Now, if you can let it into your mind, you're doing well. Because, see, you've set up that mind to be such a fortress. I'm going to let in all these foreign things, although you really do. So you take a deep breath and feel what it's like for a moment. Your charisma, your authenticity coming right into your thoughts. Kind of like oil and water, isn't it? Charisma has a wonderful way, though, of flushing away the debris, cleaning the pipes, as it were, if you just let it, if you don't force it. It is about allowing. Feel what it's like for a moment as this charisma just flows right into your thoughts. I can almost see this. You make a great stage play. Your thoughts saying, "Hi, I'm the thoughts. You must be charisma. Welcome. I own this place. I created this place. You're welcome here as long as you do what I say, as long as you enhance me, make me look better. Yes, because you're just charisma. I'm the personality here. Your charisma." Spits on the floor. Will not, cannot be controlled or manipulated or have some jackass tell it what to do. Take a good deep breath, dear friends. Good deep breath into charisma.